I never changed the role. I just played forward and just slid the finger up when I thought it was about time. And you see, it was about time. You see, when we talked about before the timing, da, 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 this is the beat. Now, the ones in between are called the syncopes, right? So if music has a lot of the melodies on these syncopes, it's called syncopated music. And, you know, if we didn't have syncopated music, it would be wrong, but we have a name for it. And so, I can put the melody wherever I please. And it sounds very interesting because three notes don't go in eight. So it mixes it up somewhere. So you never really know, was it right? No, it was wrong. Oh, now it's right again. Now it's wrong. Now it's wrong. And it was the same thing when I first heard the banjo. I thought, what is going on? Where are all these notes coming from? And it comes from that fact that you just sort of also put the notes where they can be. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily where you want them to be. But you act like you wanted it to happen. I mean, this is how you, but you know, and you don't even have to do that. But can you see how simple this is? Now, if I go now to a different key, and I'd say go to the key of D. All I did is I would put the fifth string capo up to A, so I have the root on the bottom, and now I have the fifth on the top, and I do the same thing just in the key of D, and I just slide up and down the neck. And I can play anything I please, just like on a harmonica. And I don't have to worry about the chords. Well, I just wanted to say this little segment because I think it's so important, because it frees you from everything, from every tablature, from everything, and I just want to always make this point, okay? Also, what I thought was fascinating about music, and I'll be fascinated, people sometimes come and ask me, what is fascinating about the banjo for you? I said, well, because the banjo has a beautiful tone. And some people say it sounds like a frog, or it has all kinds of, you know, people say it doesn't sound good. I think a banjo has a very beautiful tone. If you, because it has such a distinct border. Now, I call it a border because music is made out of borders. That's why I could play something. Banjo as well, because it, of course during Bach times there was no banjo player playing this. But it sounds good because it's the borders, and banjo makes a beautiful border because it's the interval which is between the notes. That's why we have one album that we call Between the Notes, because you see this note here, if I play this note and then I go here, a certain distance, right? It's like da da. Or if I have this note is sort of feels like it's here, right? So here, this note is maybe here, and this note is sort of here, right? It's here. Sort of, it feels, there's a certain feel. So sort of covers of this ground, right? Now, if I just make this ground a little less, it feels different. It's just a little less. And if I do a little less, and a little less, now, if I have this, can you imagine something with it? It sounds more free, right? Then maybe this. It's just a little less. So if I combine these intervals, thank you. you can hear magic starts to happen that moment where we combine these intervals and actually understand a little bit. It's like spices in your kitchen. You hear, you try the paprika and then you try to remember how it tasted, and you have all the little spices, and then it, all of a sudden you understand, oh, let's put it just needs a little bit more salt, everything else is fine, or there's too much of that or too much of that. And this is the same with music. And so when you look at old masters, composers, I'm talking about of the music age, you see so clearly of how beautiful they understood the emotions, their own emotions about these intervals. Because it's like you like a specific kind of red when you paint, and then you use this kind of red, and you don't want another kind of red, you want that. And this is exactly how you start understanding music in a sense. Now, the construction of intervals, of the construction of this, takes place by musical form. These are the tools, and now you have to put it into a sentence. And sentence is actually what it's all about. Music is conversation, because conversation connects people. We are here to connect with other people, and that's why we're coming to Merfest. We are here to connect with things. And to connect music, you see, we want conversation. If you're watching a movie, it's all about conversation. It's not a monologue, mainly. It's a conversation. And so a conversation usually takes place. I say, children have a different conversation than older people. Children go, you coming to Walmart?
No.
You want a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are more, you know, one phrase. That's why when you hear, more children music, you have two phrases, like, right? And the answer. So also, then later on, you have more different conversations where you have, you help me shopping. Oh, when do you go? I go at 2. Okay, I'll be there. So you have a call and an answer with a sort of a question, and then an answer again and a solution. And this is the most basic conversation that we know as humans. And so that's why we respond to music that has the same kind of structure to it. So we go. See that?
It all changes when you get married.
First of all, I hope you're not taking me too serious. I'm just trying to take this opportunity here and talk about music as much as I can.
We should play something.
I know we should play. So you see, more complex music has a bigger conversation. So I want to show you an example of a tune that we came up with that has a bigger, more complex way of conversation. Of course, then you have to participate more. So it's not jam music, right? So it's a different thing. So let's say I have this. And the answer. That's the first half. I'm always stopping so you can see what the phrase is. Thank you. that's a longer conversation. Let's just play it together for a little bit. And it only makes musical sense because it's built up as a conversation, right? And then it really makes a structural sense. Now, the next part would be a longer, a different kind of approach. You remember when we played before? Is the answer? Next. What do you see now here? I'm doing a setup. It's called a setup. It's like somebody really says a statement about something, right? And now comes, but no, but yes. Oh, no, no, I meant it this way. Ah, you did, ah. And you know, it just goes back and forth. It doesn't really have this sort of little form. So it goes. Themselves, you know, it's like a conversation. And Uwe, of course, now this conversation that I'm having with myself here, I'm having this in a bar, okay? And there's more people talking. I need a background, you know. So Uwe is somebody else who's talking on the side there. It's not non-followable because, you know, you want to don't lose the people. Now, Joel. So let's just do the second part just together. I just want to remind you, this is just an extended form of. It's no new invention. It's just extended.